Okay. This here, the reason I created it two tracks, like I said, I learned everything just playing Monopoly. Four greenhouses, red hotel, four greenhouses, red hotel. Now, is that this game has two tracks. This track here is called The Rat Race. This is what you go to college to learn how to do. So when I designed this game, and I said, like this, I said, oh, good. And this here is the fast track. The thing that your business, our business, has the potential of doing is allowing people to come from here to here. In America today, guess what percent is here? One. We have so many people that are less than 30 days away from bankruptcy. That's because our education system is terribly corrupt. So what, I'll just give you the stats here. To come up here to invest in the fast track, there are investments here for the poor and middle class, and this here is stocks and bonds and mutual funds. Up here, the rich don't invest in that. According to the Securities and Exchange Commission 1933 Act, to come up here, you have to be a millionaire. Okay, what your business has the potential of asking people to do is how to get out of this and up to here. When I first created this game back in 1996, I called my banker up because my banker kept asking me, he says, how do you make so much money? So I said, why don't you come over to my house and I'll play this game with you. I just invented it and all this. So my banker sat down with me for 6 hours. Oh. And he goes, Dad, this game takes a long time. And I said, the game takes a long time? You know? I said, does this feel familiar? He goes, what do you mean? Not me. And like this. So the thing is here, on the cards here, so he can't understand it. That's him. So here we have small deals and big deals, okay? So he pulls a small deal card, and it says something like, stocks, price $1. And he says, okay, $1 a share. Okay, I'll take 10 shares. I said, yo, Tarzan. Yo, Tarzan, live a little dangerously. He goes, what do you mean? I said, 10 shares? I said, you got $30,000 sitting there. Why don't you spend $20,000 on that stock? Oh, no, that's too risky. And I said, Tarzan, that's play money. Yeah, it's still too risky. So the reason I bring that up is what's happening to America today is you have too many people being taught by these people. Ladies and gentlemen, school teachers are not what you call risk takers. Nothing wrong with them. My family were school teachers. I know they do a good job. But they're teaching people to not take risks. And the more we don't take risks, the less freedom we have. So the second book I came up with is for some of you, it's my favorite book because I think it's the most important book. E stands for what? Employee. S stands for what? Or small business or specialist. B stands for big business. I stands for investor. So that's this book here. And the reason I'm going to spend some time on this one because I think it's the most important book for people wanting to make changes. One of the reasons so many people are having trouble financially today is they're still listening to people who are here. Cowards. So, my rich dad said, if you want to be a business owner, what you have to be willing to do is listen to a person's words. And this person here will always say the same words. I'm looking for a safe, secure job with benefits. Always. I don't care if they're the janitor or the president. He says, when you listen to the S, you know, when somebody says, I think I'll quit my job and go out on my own, they go to S land. They think they're Superman, but they're really psychotic when they come out. And he says, you can always tell an S because they always use the same words. Their words are, if you want it done right, do it by yourself. Or their theme song is, nobody does it better. Or Frank Sinatra's song, I did it my way. So the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is this, is these people are generally the people that do well in school. And your job is a tough one because you're trying to tell them to think over here. You guys are psychotic. Because you're going against the entire culture of this country that's taken over. They forgot about the Boston Tea Party and they're going for security. So you got these people over here. Now, my rich dad taught me to be on the B quadrant. And for those of you who read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, what is the most important thing a business owner must be able to do? Now, that's why my friend Blair Singer wrote this book. It's called Sales Dogs. The number one skill to be a business owner is you must be able to sell. Now, the problem I ran into at my house is that when I came back from Vietnam, I went to see my rich dad, and I said, what do I have to do to become a business owner? And he says, get a job selling. I went, oh.